these things. Go ahead.
Excerpt number one. Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar. The Creator's desired goal for the creation He had created is to bestow upon His creatures so they would know His truthfulness and greatness and receive all the delight and pleasure He had prepared for them.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we'll continue to excerpt number two. From the Arvut, Baal HaSulam. The purpose of creation lies on the shoulders of the whole of the human race, black or white or yellow, without any essential difference. Excerpt number 3. Shem Yishmuel. The intention of creation was for all to be one bundle, to do the Creator's will. But the matter was spoiled because of the sin of Adam HaRishon until even the best in those generations could not unite together in order to serve the Creator. Rather, they were individuals alone. The correction of this matter began in the generation of Babylon when separation occurred in the human race, meaning the beginning of the correction of gathering and assembling people to serve the Creator, which started with Abraham and his descendants. Abraham would roam, call out the name of the Creator until a great community gathered unto him, who were called the people of the house of Abraham, and the matter grew until it became the assembly of the congregation of Israel. In the future, the end of correction will be when all become one bundle to do the Creator's will wholeheartedly.
Okay, what are we doing next?
Excerpt number 4, this is from the Zohar portion, Pinchas. The Creator, Israel among the nations, is like a heart among the organs, and as the organs of the body cannot exist in the world for even a minute without the heart, all the other nations cannot exist in the world without Israel.
Again, excerpt number 6 from the top. A branch that extends from the internality is the people of Israel, which has been chosen as an operator of the general purpose and correction. It contains the preparation required for growing and developing until it moves the nations of the worlds too, to achieve the common goal. The branch that extends from the externality is the nations of the world. They have not been imparted the qualities that make them worthy of receiving the development of the purpose one at a time. Rather, they are fit to receive the correction at once and to the fullest according to their higher route.